す命の歌、消えない心の傷、メシアを求め続けた。
Welcome back, guys. This is your Anime Degens BS Hour number 60, episode 60, the big 6-0. How are my boys doing this evening?
Fantastic, baby. I'm feeling good. Feeling
Hell
good.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
How about you, Tyler?
Yeah, I'm doing great as well. It's like, it's starting to get like warm here, but then it's getting cold again, and like the shit can't make up its mind, and I'm probably gonna be sick soon. So
I just love the enthusiasm that me and Bass brought to that, and Ty was like, "Yeah, man, I'm doing good." We need some energy out of you, brother.
Come on, boy. But yeah, no, it is that time of year for real. I've been going back between the heat and the cool on my AC unit pretty frequently, and it's brutal. It's brutal, dude, because, like, you know, it's 35 degrees and then it's 70 degrees. And it's like, OK, what am I doing here? But, you know, that's three floor house problems. Everything's five different degrees. But anyway, guys, best way to support us, rate the podcast, tell your friends about us. If you have any interesting topics that you want us to discuss, most likely we will discuss them. So hit us up on our socials, the Discord, the Linktree, linktree.com/animedegens, the threads and Twitter. We active. We out here. We listen. We love you. And we give you what you want. Y'all know what's going on.
Hell yeah.
But boys, y'all ready to get into a little news?
Yeah, let's do this shit.
All right, Dan, start us out then.
Ooh, I'm starting us out. Well, I guess I'll start with a very brief, quick update on three shows. All big fans from Tyler. Just kidding, I don't think he likes the third one. So Oshinoko season 2 announced for summer. Apothecary Diaries season 2 announced for 2025. And Chained Soldier season 2. Step on me, mommy, please. Confirmed. No timeline yet.
That's my guy.
Wait, we should have let Kriegs announce that next week.
Oh,
we should have let Kriegs announce that shit.
He could do it again. It's okay.
You're gonna hear a lot of that energy from me and Kriegs next week. No spoilers, but get excited.
Excellent.
All right. I guess the another one that we actually got is Blue Box. I know a lot of people was excited about that one. The anime is October 2024 confirmed. So I'm pretty excited about that as well. It seems to be like a little, I guess, romantic sports maybe type deal. So I'm down for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like romantic, like haiku romantic, or like what are we talking here?
I don't think so. I don't think we're gonna. Yeah.
Dan's an idiot, bro. Dan's a fucking idiot.
Cool. Well, next we got so for everybody outside of Japan and the US, you guys are gonna get Studio Ghibli's The Boy and the Heron streaming on Netflix. In the US, we're gonna get it on HBO Max, and I'm not sure where Japan's gonna get it. I did not make it that deep down the rabbit hole, but if you guys haven't checked this movie out yet, definitely recommend it. It was incredible.
Excellent. I'm very excited for this. I will be watching this as soon as it comes out on HBO Max. 100%.
Same. Hell, I mean, maybe we do a little something for the podcast. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, we should.
You know? I feel like we have
honestly
to.
Should. Yeah. We've been doing dang near every other Studio Ghibli film. Yeah. So why stop?
We haven't even like gotten over the hump, dude. There's like 20 something movies.
We're working them. We're spacing them out. We're gonna do all of them, and you know that, Dan.
I just know I'm so excited for the dubbed, because I saw it subbed in theaters, but the dubbed cast was like epic. So it's really legit. Excited to watch it dubbed.
Yeah. Ghibli dubs usually fuck. So
I mean, you would assume that the dubbed would come out at the same time to subbed on HBO or whatever. So
yeah,
I think so. Yeah. Well, next, guys, we have Crunchyroll to stream Kaiju number 8, subbed simultaneously alongside the same day dub, which for us dub listeners like myself, I'm very excited about this. let's go, boys. We've made it. We're not second-class citizens anymore.
For once.
Or at least for 30 minutes out of 1 week. We're not.
Yeah, that's fun. And for our next thing is Undead Unluck Anime is going to make a important announcement on August 1st, the day Andy and Fuko met. So we didn't get like a announcement for a second season yet, but it kind of left off at a cliffhanger kind of deal, and right. I would assume that we're gonna get a announcement on August 1st. So hopefully,
okay. So is this corny or not?
I was about to say that's some corny ass shit, but I'm here
it's
for
mad
it.
Corny. It's I'm here mad
for
corny.
It. I'm here for it.
Bro, this is Undead Unluck we're talking about. Come on now. No,
you're actually
gotta expect this shit.
It's not gonna be the season 2 announcement, it's gonna be the hentai announcement.
Bet.
They're just gonna get rid of the little box.
Bet. Uncensored. Oh man. Well, next, guys, we have the Dragon Ball theme park to commence construction in Saudi Arabia. I've never wanted to go to Saudi Arabia until this very moment. I just saw this piece of news myself. Whoever put that in here, good job. Let's go, Dan. Dan's on a hot streak right now. He's got the hot hand.
It's a really moral dilemma for me because I want to see a Dragon Ball world, like, go and embrace it. But I have a few issues with the Saudi Arabians, so we'll see how that goes.
Me too, but, like, you know they don't really hold back when it comes to, like, theme parks and, like, extravagance over there.
I got it. We'll go to a LIV golf event and the Dragon Ball theme park in one trip.
You know what? If we're going to do it, we might as well.
We might as well go big, you know? And yes. we'll just decide to, you know, become oil kings while we're there.
I will do my best.
Mineral rights, brother. We've had a conversation about this before.
Hey, y'all remember me. Y'all remember me when y'all go over there and get rich, bro.
We got you.
We'll try.
Remember poor old Tyler.
Hey, man, if you get on a plane, you can come. You know, it's not that hard. Our last bit of news we have, Gundam Requiem for Vengeance is going to have a fall debut. I am really excited for this because it's animated Unreal Engine 5. Like, this is going to be a video game cutscene. Every week for the entire time, and I'm kind of hyped for that. Like,
that's cool. At the very least, it's cool.
You know, it's different.
Yes,
and I think it'll work really well with the Gundam universe.
It's gonna be weird because, like, you're gonna be able to tell it's Unreal Engine 5.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, like, what are we really doing here? It's gonna be really interesting. I'm excited to see it.
Let's go Xenon, baby. Let's get them Zakus up in this grill.
All I can think about is Fortnite right now.
God damn it.
With Unreal Engine and mechas.
He's having like double flashbacks. Well, you boys want to get into our topic of discussion for the evening?
Let's get it.
So today, as we mentioned, we're going to be taking a look at our spring rundown. So we're going to be giving you a spring rundown. Patent pending. So the winter season is coming to a close. As you guys know, we just finished up Frieren. We just finished Undead Unlock Up. A bunch of other shows are ending. And well, you know, we've got a podcast to make. So we got to find you some new shows to check out. So we've got 3 shows figured out. One of them is obviously One Piece. We're going to get into the other 2 soon. And we're going to give you, the listeners, the opportunity to help select our 4th and final show for the spring rundown. So get your notepads out, get ready to take some notes, check out some trailers, and find the polls on our socials and in our Discord.
Yes, sir.
Well, sweet. Who wants to talk about our first 2 shows?
Go for it, Tyler.
Okay. Well,
I was thirsty, man.
I'm really excited. I'm gonna leave Kaiju number 8 for somebody else, but I'm really excited for Spice and Wolf. That's gonna be really fun for me. It's one of our shows that we're gonna be doing this year, Spice and Wolf remake, and it is basically like a romance. what do you call it? Market economics or no, fantasy economics, right? Is that what you say?
Yeah, it's like economic simulator with little wolf girl action on the side, you know, to keep everybody into it, right? So we've got money, and we got a cute girl with wolf ears. So I'm in. That's always fun. I checked out Spice and Wolf a long time ago when it first originally dropped, and it's a really good show, so I'm excited for the remake. It's not fresh in my head at all, so that'll make it even more fun. All I remember is there's an episode where homie, I can't remember his name, homie crashes the stock market because he's too embarrassed to say that he loves his wolf chick hollow. So,
are you talking about Lawrence?
Is it Lawrence? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Very interesting.
That's, yeah. That's a commitment to the game right there. You know, like, I'm not going down. We're all going down.
Very interesting.
I think I've watched like 2 to 3 episodes of this, or maybe 4. I'm not sure. I stopped because I seen this remake was coming out, and I was like, okay, you know, I've seen enough of this one, so I wanna check out the new one because it looks absolutely gorgeous. This show on the rundown is the one I'm most excited for, I think. So that's just me, I guess.
Okay. But then, of course, guys, we have One Piece coming back, and then Kaiju number 8. I think you guys covered this on episode 56 as well.
Yeah, we covered both of these shows in episode 56.
Excellent. Well, of course, I'm excited to keep One Piece. That's just what we do here, guys. If you're new to the show, One Piece is perma. It's locked in forever. But Kaiju number 8, I think we're also very, very excited about.
I have been so hyped for the show for like the entire last year. Like, homie turns into Godzilla, dude. Like, how does that not get you fired up?
We got fucking metamorphosis, transformations, a little military action. We don't get that a lot here. Like, it's normally what we do here.
It's raining blood in the trailer. Like, that gets me fired up.
Yes. It's going to be hot.
Polar opposite of Spice and Wolf.
We have to have some off-speed pitches, and Spice and Wolf is our off-speed pitch. Gotta have a curveball.
I just wonder how similar it's gonna be to like Attack on Titan type shit. You know what I mean?
Nah,
that's what I'm wondering.
I think it's gonna be
very different. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like no mystery. Let's just go fuck up some kaiju, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I think this is going to be like a comedy type thing too, like a lot of comedic inserts or whatever.
That trailer looks pretty aggressive.
Yeah, I don't think so, bro.
Yeah, but he's a janitor, right?
No, he's not a janitor. He is the one who goes and cleans up giant monster carcass. No, he's taking a chainsaw to a monster. That is not something your normal janitor does.
That's a specialized janitorial unit.
This ain't a normal world.
I want you to go to your work and just look your janitor in the eye and go, do you think you'd have be able to take a chainsaw to a monster carcass and just cover yourself in blood? Like, how would you feel
about cleaning up the aftermath of Godzilla versus King Kong, sir?
I'm fucking in.
I would not want to do that. What are you talking about?
Oh no, I just want to watch them fight.
Oh. Well, I mean,
yeah. No, I got the popcorn ready. Dude.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited for this too. I think this is gonna be like our action drama type shit, I think, of the rundown. So
yes, and to toot our own horn. I think we always do a pretty good job of having a mix of different type of shows and One Piece. So we get a little something for everybody.
A little something.
But they got to throw hands at the same time, though. You got to have a little hand motion.
You know, like a little left, a little right. You know, at least like every other episode.
You know what I'm saying? A little something.
A little something.
Y'all know what's going to be wild when the One Piece remake comes out and we're covering One Piece and the One Piece remake at the same time?
We're not doing that. We are not doing that.
Oh, that's fucking great. Why not, bro?
So that's all we have for One Piece. Are you guys ready to get into
One Piece remake? You're telling me you're not down for that.
Honestly, if I didn't care about our listeners, bro, I would do that shit.
Tyler,
I love the show so much.
You can go start your own One Piece podcast, dude. We got to have variety. Variety.
Yo,
is
I'm going to join you, bro. We're going to call it Anime Degens Minus D.
Oh, shit.
Anime only slightly degenerate.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, are you boys ready to get into the nominees for our fourth show of the season?
I had such a good pun lined up, dude.
Oh, my bad.
I was going to say variety is the spice and wolf of life.
Okay. Will we let you get it off? That's good. I'm sorry it didn't come out naturally.
But before we do get into the nominees, if you haven't checked it out yet, make sure to check out DGen episode 56. It's our spring 2024 look ahead. And we talked about like 12 shows and we might go over a couple of them again today, but that's because we were really excited about them. Boom.
Yeah.
All right.
And go ahead.
No, you got it. You got it.
No. I was going to say this, what Bass is fixing to talk about, these are the shows that y'all need to take notes for. So these are going to be what y'all decide. One of these shows will win. So,
yes, one of these six shows is going up and we'll be reviewing it every week. So
the thing they don't know is we each get 10 votes.
You're not supposed to say that. Yeah, that's you said the quiet secret part out loud, bro.
Damn.
But I'm definitely going to be voting in our own poll. I don't know about these guys.
For sure.
I'm joking.
For sure.
I'm joking. I don't know if they are.
I just made 7 burner emails, dude. Don't worry about it.
Bad. Big bad. I got a couple burners. But to start us off, guys, I'm going to start us off with Windbreakers. So it's an action anime releasing April 4th on Crunchyroll. I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way, not to be confused with the manhwa, Windbreaker. That same name, very, very different from what I've looked into, so don't get confused. It will be getting produced by Cloverworks. You know, the folks that done The Darling and the Franks, Fairy Tales, Spy Family, Bocchi the Rock. But getting back to Windbreaker, the manga is rated a 7.42 on MAL. And to give you guys a quick synopsis, but to warn you, it's all hands here. But so what we have is Hagura Sakura wants nothing to do with weaklings. He's only interested in the strongest of the strong. He just started at Fruin High School, a high school of degenerates known only for their brawling strength. Strength they actually use to save and protect their town. But Haruka is not interested in being a hero or part of any sort of team. He just wants to fight his way to the top. So I am a lover of degenerate and kind of like delinquent animes. Yeah, Yu Yu Hakusho that I talk about every other DGen's episode at least once. So we have something coming back along that same vein. And bro, if you guys have seen the trailer, it's awesome. Go look at it. Bunch of fights, great animation, and I always love the characters that just want to fight people just because they want to fight people. Margaret and Mashle right now. Kenpachi. These are some of my people. So I'm excited about this, boys. What about you guys?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for this one. You know, it looks really cool. I remember when we talked about it on episode 56, I brought up the fact that the main character looks like a great value Shoto from My Hero Academia because he has the different colored eyes and the different colored hair going on, but the exact same hairstyle, you know, and I'm like,
yeah, for sure.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, all right, hopefully he's got a more excitable personality than our boy Shoto, because I can't imagine him being a delinquent, you know?
That's true. I also like the fact that I don't think he's going to be like one of those protagonists, like Hiromeshi from Yu Yu Hakusho. It's like, he's a tough, you know, bad kid, quote unquote, but he has a good heart. I hope this guy's just a fucking savage wall to wall, cover to cover.
Little Hiei action, dude. Just like demon time.
Yes. On guard.
I was gonna say, I hope he's got the personality like Bakugo, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. That's it right there.
I would also be okay with a Kuwabara personality where he is just the epitome of man.
That would be
that would be.
See, there's so many ways you can win, bro. There's so many ways you can win.
That might be better, dude.
And then, like, the animation's good. Like, I don't need much. I'm a simple man, so as long as they throw in hands, bro. But I think you guys should definitely give this at least consideration for your vote. It's going to be a doozy, I think.
And so, for the Tokyo Revengers fans, I seen Baji in there, bro. Well, technically, I guess it's not Baji, but, like, we know the Tokyo Revengers, they like the delinquent shit, too. And literally, they have a dude that looks like Baji in this. And I'm pretty certain that he's probably going to be a badass just by the way he looks. So,
yeah. And Tokyo Revengers, this is supposed to be like somewhere like in your face action. So if you like that, you're probably like this.
Yeah.
So that's all I got. But yeah, now we started it off hot.
All right. Let's cool it down real quick with Tyler's first nominee for the Spring Rundown.
Well, my first nominee for the Spring Rundown is Bartender, Glass of God. And I think we talked about it a little bit as well on episode 56, but we didn't get really too big into it. This is made by Studio Lieber, which is, I think this is their second film and maybe their first film, first anime overall by themselves, I believe, because I think they did Eye Sky and this cool female colleague. They helped on that. But this is based off a 2004 to 2011 manga that has a 7.94 on MAL. And apparently there was another version of this back in 2006. I actually skimmed through it a little bit just to see the vibes. It had a 7.33 on MAL as well. And it looked okay. It looked a little dated in the animation. So, but this trailer, this remake of it or sequel, I think they're calling it a sequel actually, actually looks pretty good. The animation and the character design and stuff, it actually looks pretty clean. It is called a gourmet drama. And it
that's
is
crazy.
Sanin,
sorry,
which it's alcohol, you know, shit. So,
yeah, you know, little boys can't be reading about booze hounds. But I don't think this will be good as the last gourmet, quote unquote, drama that we covered on our podcast with Food Wars.
That's why I said that's crazy. That's where my mind went. This trailer took me for a fucking loop. Because I didn't really like read the link that you sent. I just like clicked it. I was like, I need to watch the trailer. And I thought Bartender was like the studio. I was like, oh, that's a new studio. Something I had heard about it being a new studio making this. And then when Buddy was standing behind the bar, I was like, wait a second. And then his definition of bartender was hilarious. It was, it seemed pretty funny, but,
the animation looked good. A gentle perch?
Yeah, bro. Bro's really stretching it.
Dude, like, the fact that the first thing you hear in this trailer is there are two professions that must always, like, that you must trust. And it's, like, a doctor and a pharmacist. And a bartender. I'm like, what the fuck did you learn how to count, bro? That's three!
You got to understand, bro, this dude, he's not only probably mixing these cocktails, he's probably taking some drinks every now and then.
Yeah, he doesn't count professions. He counts ice cubes, buddy.
Yeah.
Just for the record, doctors and pharmacists are very different people.
From what I've seen, yes.
Not when you've had a few. It doesn't matter at that point.
It definitely does. If I'm passed out drunk on the side of the road, I want them to take me to a doctor, not a pharmacist.
What about if you had an apothecary, bro?
I don't want to go anywhere near poison. I'm already poisoned enough.
Fair. Sorry to interrupt you though, Tyler.
No, it's good. No, this seems like it's going to be interesting. But I guess to get a quick summary off, hidden in the back streets of Ginza District is Eden Hall, a lone bar operated by Ryu Sasakura, the prodigy bartender who is said to mix the most incredible cocktails anyone has ever tasted. However, not just anyone can find Eden Hall. Rather, it is Eden Hall that must find you. Customers of varying backgrounds, each plagued with their own troubles, wander into this bar. Nevertheless, Ryu always knows the ideal cocktail to console and guide each distraught soul. So that's a pretty interesting synopsis that goes with the trailer. I just the thing that stands out is you can't Eden Hall, it finds you. So right. It's interesting.
Boys, I have a very serious question. Do you think this fine establishment called Eden Hall has a Billy the Singing Bass on the wall behind it?
As I mean, probably one behind the bar and then one in the bathroom. That's what I'm picturing.
Classy establishment, boys. Classy establishment.
I mean, this seems like an interesting ass plot. As much as I do respect bartenders, this threw me for a fucking loop. I'm not gonna lie. Never thought I'd see an anime about bartenders ever in my life. This was not on my bingo card for 2024, so I'm kind of behind the eight ball at this point.
Yeah, this could honestly go, I think, either way. I don't know how to. We don't really see like how they're gonna do it in the trailer. But this is supposed to be episodic, or at least the manga is kind of episodic, and the last version of this bartender is episodic as well. And it seems to be about like different problems of the customers. They come in, and the bartender kind of helps them come up with a way to solve their issues while mixing them a specific customized cocktail just for them. I think it'd be cool. I think this would be cool if like the stories were pretty interesting and had like a like mystery aspect to it or something like that. And they kind of showed the story that they was telling in like a flashback style thing while he was mixing the drinks or whatever. And they was having a conversation while the story was going. I think that would be pretty cool.
That does sound cool, actually.
Yeah. I think it all depends on like whoever's directing it though, how they direct this show is going to be the how much success it has. I believe it could be good. It could be interesting. It could have the mystery shit going on for it and all that stuff. Or it could be just boring as shit. We don't know. So.
Now you saying that it's episodic kind of like put a 180 on me. Cause that sounds way more interesting. Cause they can come up with some wild shit and take us through it in one episode.
Yeah.
They don't have to sustain like a whole plot. Like they can just have people walking into this fucking bar. That actually sounds really cool. I fuck with that.
The old one, it seemed like they had actually like a couple of different, I guess, stories each episode is what it seemed like. So, but
my only hope for this show is that they actually give you the recipes for the drinks he's making so I can drink along, you know? Like, that's what I would want. I would be a little concerned with having an episodic show, like, on the rundown, because then we're not, like, building on anything, you know? And we, like,
we're kind of just, like... I think it'd be a good change of pace.
You think so?
Yeah, because, like, you get, like, it's like a new story in the rundown every week. It'd be cool.
Yeah, it depends on... Like I said, it depends on how they do it.
Well, I feel like if we get like a bum episode though, like say like I don't know, somebody their dog ran away, like I don't want to listen to 20 minutes of that and talk about it, you know? Like it has to be really
about them crying about the dog running away. I'm joking. I would never do that.
what I want to say
superior
is we talked about My Home Hero and the later half of My Home Hero. I think we'll be okay,
dude. The later half of My Home Hero was me and Bass bitching for 15 minutes every week.
The only good thing that happened past episode 6 was the wife doing that ninja shit, and that was lame when they finally revealed what happened. shit was weak as hell. Sorry. I'm still mad about that shit.
Shit was trash. I kind of get worried. Like a lot of shows, I feel like they look good. And then like, we're just going to get the my home hero treatment. And I'm not for that again, guys.
Dude, I think it would be fine, but you know, people will decide.
And for future reference, if we ever have a show that drops off as hard as that is, at that did, we're dropping it. We're not going to continue. I ain't doing that ever again.
No. We were still trying to find our fucking feet.
We're enacting the unanimous clause in the weekly rundown right now.
Drop.
Yeah. It's in my contract.
So as long as all three of us agree to drop a show in the rundown, I think we can do that. And you know, if Bartender wins or whatever, and it's just absolutely trash or whatever after the first, you know, three or four episodes,
we'll conveniently drop it when My Hero Academia or Demon Slayer it's fucking showing.
Or we just have three shows. I mean, easy solutions, boys.
Exactly. We ain't got to think too hard.
But no, I've heard this show is actually supposed to be pretty good. I'm just spitballing.
Yeah. Like I said, it seems pretty interesting. It sucks that, like, I tried to do some research on it without, like, trying to just figure out, like, what the episode episode contained, you know what I mean? Kinda. But it's hard to see that, and that's why I went back and watched the old one, but I don't know if it does a great job at telling us what we're about to have happen, you know? And it, like I said, the animation was kinda dated. But I mean, who knows? We'll see how they do it. That 2006 was a long time ago, so.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I guess I'll get into my first show. And this is one we haven't talked about yet. So very exciting there. And my first nominee is Kai to Otome to Kamikakushi.
Jeez.
Being called Mysterious Disappearances in English. But the actual translation of this title is Mystery, comma, Maidens, comma, and Mysterious Disappearances. So we have maidens.
Fair.
Very
maidens.
Excited about that. Love me a good maiden. So the manga has a 7.25 out of 10 on MAL. It's going to be animated by Studio Zero G. And interestingly enough, the only show I have heard of from these guys is the Ice Guy and his colleagues, whatever the fuck it is, which was also animated by Studio Libel or Liber or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Liber.
I've seen a few. Well, I know of a few animes that are like done by the studio. Mm-hmm. The only one that I've watched is obviously the Ice Cool Guy or the whatever the hell it is.
Just don't even know the title. Really, fuck it,
bro. It's so long. It was a pretty good. It was a pretty good one. It was kind of cute and stuff. I don't think I finished it. I don't know if I plan on finishing it or not. No, it is what it is.
Gotcha. So the first episode is going to air on April 10th. And I'm really excited for this summary because it has three of my favorite words in it. The very beginning. Sumireko Ogawa is a busty bookstore clerk who wants to become a novelist after some writing success in her youth. When strange occurrences start cropping up around the city, she teams up with her flirtatious coworker, Ren Adashino, to look into them. But Ren is hiding a secret of his own. With their combined skills of occult knowledge, what will they discover as they investigate?
What will they discover? We will never know.
Busty bookstore clerk, period.
So you said you had three favorite words. You like all of those words or just
I like a bookstore. You know, that's where I go to buy my manga.
Okay. This boy is... I don't know, man. Hey. I don't know, man.
Are you trying to tell me you don't like busty bookstore clerks?
I mean, yes. Yes.
Human creatures.
I don't know what to say.
Time.
I love intelligent women.
And busty.
I feel like this, I mean, even though the trailer looked, you know, pretty decent, you know, whatever, the animation looked really good. But I feel like they're like cashing in on this, you know, with this being in the first sentence. They're like, we're gonna hook them. We're gonna get them, boys.
They know what they're doing, bro. They really do.
The hook is in my mouth right now. They know what they're doing. But
like, all like this shit, all this
fucking barrel hook.
You have someone reading this shit, and they don't even pay attention to what is said after. They just see busty titties. Bookstore clerk
titties,
and they click on the promotional video, and they're like, okay. This is actually looks pretty decent. And then, you know, they watch it. So
that's exactly what I did. Like, I'm like, oh, that picture on Mal looks kind of cool. Let me click on it. And then I just saw busty bookstore clerk. And I was like, no, we're in. We're going to watch this trailer.
Oh, shit.
This is my nomination.
But getting back to the trailer.
Hold on, I got one more. It's just so lowest common denominator type shit.
Dude, all right. I'm going to talk shit about myself and a lot of other anime fans. We've got a type. You've all seen it, and it's busty bookstore clerks.
Oh, shit, man. Oh.
Okay.
But in all seriousness, a mystery anime focusing on like the occult, like I dig that. That sounds really cool. The opening they had in the trailer was an absolute banger, and the trailer was really creepy. Like the way they did it was like really creepy. Like there's
yes, it was. I actually really liked the trailer. Quote that you sent us. Yeah, I thought it was actually really cool. The only thing that scares me about like mysteries or like murders, or like ghost mystery murders, they were trying to make it scary thriller, right?
Yeah,
I end up laughing at a lot of thrillers because like I don't take them as like scary, but then I was thinking I can't lose. Either I end up laughing or legitimately scared, which I probably won't be, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's how I am. But like the imagery was kind of cool. Like they had all these like street signs with exclamation points, which I think lead to like the mysterious occurrences and stuff. So that's kind of I kind of dug that. But the real reason I want to put this on, because I think it could be a really fun change of pace. Like every time we've been like, let's just take this random show because it looks kind of cool, but we don't know. It's been a banger. Like Undead Unlocked. Zom 100, like all these shows that Mashal. None of us had an idea about Mashal. Like they've just been good fun. And I think this could potentially do that. You know, I did look at some manga reviews and it's described as a crazy supernatural roller coaster and very wacky. So those are two of my favorite things.
Hmm.
But it all could be super fucking mid. I don't know.
All I know, even if this is mid, all I know is if we talk about this shit, I guarantee It's gonna be ignorant. It's gonna be stupid.
We're gonna be laughing our ass off.
It's gonna be stupid time.
We're gonna be absolutely wilding.
Can you think about
clowning?
Can you think about the episode titles for the podcast if they all just have busty bookstore clerk in them?
It's not the worst thing. It's not the worst thing.
Luffy goes Gear 7 and the busty bookstore clerk. What's up? It'd be Mashal and the busty bookstore clerk.
Mashal is done.
That's all the Mashal titles are. It's Mash and the Mash into this, Mash into that, Mash and the busty bookstore clerk.
If we got a Mash and the busty bookstore clerk, it would go up
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, dude.
It depends. It depends on what happens in it. So,
Mash punches her, and we just are all over the place.
Oh, is that
10 out of 10. This would be our first time having a thriller on the show. And I think that'd be a cool change of pace.
My home hero wasn't a thriller.
It was a snooze fest.
Oh. Well, technically, it was supposed to be a thriller, right?
Yeah. It was supposed to be. But this one's like a paranormal thriller. That's a little different.
Okay.
instead of this guy really get wrapped up in the wrong life. But, you know, I digress. I'm not going down that road again tonight. is that all you had, Dan? It's the busty bookstore clerk. Well,
I have one more thing to say, and it's a busty bookstore clerk.
Okay. All right. So he's done.
You're done.
Hello?
Hello?
My apologies, everybody. We might have to cut that out.
No, we're leaving that in. I'm not doing that.
That was the busty bookstore clerk calling.
You got her number, bro? Damn, okay. You were quick.
Okay, guys. Okay. So I guess I'm up next. I gotta nip this crap in the bud that Dan's doing. So what I have for my choice, my show elect here is Go Loser Ranger / Reject Rangers. It's a shonen releasing April 7th on Hulu. The Japanese name is Sentai Daishikaku, which translates directly, since this is what we're doing, Dan. Squadron Great Disqualification. It does not translate well.
I like that.
It's decent. But it's going to be produced by YoStar Pictures. The manga actually scored the manga the same name. Scored 7.32 out of 10 on MAL. So it's supposed to be pretty decent, and I really like the premise of it. The synopsis is 13 years ago, the nefarious monster army invaded Earth. But humanity's greatest protectors, the Dragon Keepers, defeated them in a single year. Every Sunday since, the monsters have been forced to act out a humiliating defeat after defeat in front of the unsuspecting public. Determined to change this, a single monster, D, infiltrated the Ranger Force. And with the help of the mysterious Ranger, Yumiko Suzukiri, D manages to seize one of the divine artifacts, the only weapons capable of permanently killing the monster's immortal bodies. However, D's subsequent encounter with the Dragon Keepers led to his misfortunate end. So who will stop them now? Okay, guys. So go ahead, Dan.
We got the Will of D boys.
Yes, it's alive and well.
They're like, yeah, he doesn't need a first name and a last name. His name is just D, period.
Just D. Just D. That's all we need.
Yeah.
You need some D? Pause.
Oh, pause. Pause. Yeah, pause. That was it, yeah.
But, wait. I said that before, I think.
No, you said that, dude.
I can edit that one. I can edit that one.
Wow, okay. But so what I'm hearing is like, it's like the TV show The Boys. Have y'all seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most people have. And but it's an anime, so it's going to be like kind of like, if you guys haven't seen the trailers, go watch them. But I can kind of give you a quick breakdown. It's pretty much the supposed good guys or bad guys. They've been deceiving the public and putting these poor monsters through getting killed every Sunday for the last 13 years. That's so fucked up. So I'm excited. I'm always happy when they turn something upside down like this. The Boys, if you guys haven't seen that, you guys should go watch that too. That's a great TV show. But no kids in the room. It's gory and it's ridiculous. But yeah, if it's anything like The Boys, I'm here for it 100%.
Yeah, and I was looking at the actual studio, and it don't seem like they have a lot under their belt. I think like Blue Archive and Arknights, I believe, was kind of popular. But other than that, like I didn't really see like a whole lot under it. But the trailer went hard. Like I think honestly, out of all the shows that is nominated, I think this one actually probably looks the best. As far as like animated fight scenes and stuff that we've seen in the trailer. So
I agree with that. Yeah. I definitely do agree with that. It definitely looks the best as far as animation. But yeah, I'm down for some very dark themes. There's supposed to be a lot of dark themes according to the people that have read the manga that I saw on Reddit. But hopefully they mix in some good old fashioned comedy, because it seems like it's going to be very, very heavy overall.
I was very sad in the trailer when I saw them all combine their weapons to create a super weapon, but they didn't have a Megazord. So, Dragon Keepers, get your giant robots in check. Come on.
Yeah, that was bullshit. That was actually bullshit.
Like, if you're gonna rip off the Power Rangers, give me a goddamn Megazord.
Yeah, it's a gun. It's like some kind of laser beam gun. And then the red one just stands behind it with his arms out. I'm like, bro, you're not even doing anything. Like, what are you? You're using your belt buckle?
He's putting his dick inside the gun, and that's what I'm doing, dude. Oh, I'm going all in. Okay. It's the will of D, dude. Come on.
The will of D.
It's like what's his name off of My Hero, right? The belly button dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sparkles.
Ah.
Yeah.
Sparkles.
I don't know if that's his name, but yeah, I'll go with it.
It's definitely not his actual name, but I don't remember it off the top of my head.
But y'all knew who I was saying when I was saying Sparkles, though. Cheese guy. Yeah. I mean, I think this is going to be really cool, though. Like, so many different iterations of the Power Ranger shows. And then we get, like, a dark knockoff fucking version. It has to be comical in some way, right? Like, it just seems so ridiculous.
I mean, I thought this was a comedy before I started, like, reading into it and, like, listening to what people were saying and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's when I learned it was dark, but I honestly thought it was a comedy. So
it looks like a comedy, but yeah. Like you see the fight scenes and it's like, damn, like bro really fighting for his life right now.
Dude, yeah.
My favorite part of your summary right here is the unsuspecting public part. Like guys, they hold a event in a coliseum every Sunday where they whoop these fucking monsters' asses.
Bro, I didn't write this shit, bro.
No, I know.
I did watch the trailer after I read this and I was like, I'm not changing it. So that's on me.
Unsuspecting audience. And I'm like, bro, you literally sell tickets. Like, they know what's gonna go down. It's like when I go to
Monster
Jam. They
might not know it's like real, bro.
True, they could think it's an act and these guys
are
just
but they're actually killing these motherfuckers like every Sunday on the dot.
But damn. Like when you buy tickets to an event, like when I go to Monster Jam hammered with my friends, I expect to see backflips. If I bought tickets to this shit, I expect to see some monster ass get whooped.
Right, but they don't really know it's monster ass getting whooped, bro. And it's and I also like that it's like a near future type setting as well. That's probably how they could get away with that. It's all holograms or whatever technology they fucking have. But yeah, somehow the public is unsuspecting because like if the public knew all about it, then it wouldn't be that like devious. You know, it got to be fooling the public in some way.
They better have an awesome, like, Power Rangers-esque theme song. Like, I know it's not going to be the intro and the outro, but I need some go-go loser ranger mid-fight.
If they don't, 0 out of 10. 1 out of 10. Highest 2 out of 10.
Oh, instant D-gen drop.
Yes. It's in Dan's contract.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited for this one.
I think we all are. I think everybody's excited for this show. It's just going to be so ridiculous.
This is one of the ones where it's like, yeah, I'm watching this regardless.
I'm pretty sure it's like really hyped up. So I know the name has caused like a discourse as well, you know, because they didn't go. They called it what Go-Go Loser Ranger instead of like the Ranger Reject or whatever.
Mm-hmm, the Reject Rangers. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Just call it what you want. I think people will. They'll know what you're saying. So
it definitely does matter. And the people who decided on the name Go Go Loser Ranger for English speaking audiences are perfect. So
Power Rangers.
Smart. Yeah.
No, that's what you're supposed to do. If this was called to the fucking crowd.
Yeah. If this was called Ranger Reject, I would not have looked into it.
Well, so. My thing is, though, with this is, sure, Go-Go Loser Ranger is going to make me look at it, but it also made me think it was a comedy. But if you have it Ranger Reject, then that makes it more interesting because, like, you're looking at it and you're thinking, oh, this might actually be, like, mystery, dark, you know, type thing. So
I guess
what I'm saying is, I guess Go-Go Loser Ranger doesn't fit it as well if it actually is dark and mysterious and shit like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, but like, which one are you going more likely to click on? Me, it's Go-Go the Star Ranger.
For me, anybody that watched Power Rangers, it's obviously going to be Go-Go Loser Ranger, because it's Go-Go Power Ranger, you know?
That's exactly the point I was making. Yeah. Like, they killed it. They knocked out of the park with that name.
Yeah. So.
And I think most kids that grew up in the late 80s and mid to late 80s and 90s, it's like, yeah, like, everybody fucks with the Power Rangers.
Everybody fucks with the Power Rangers. Are you kidding me?
Period.
Like, when the Green Ranger showed up, chills on my spine.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Well, I guess it's my turn, right?
It is, my friend.
Well, my second and final nomination is actually called The Fable, and it's coming out on April 7th, I believe. And the manga is 8.53 on Mal. It finished in 2019, and the studio is Tezuka Productions. I know one show that was done by Tezuka Productions, and that is My Home Hero. After that, I'm not sure what else is.
I knew there. This sounded familiar. Why did you put this on the list?
Just because it's made by Tezuka Productions doesn't mean it's going to be trash, okay?
They don't have a good track record on this show, though.
0 out of 10 on this show.
What else do they make, Dan? Did you look it up?
Did they make any
big hitters?
I'm looking at it right now. They did Dororo, so that helps.
Okay. Yeah.
Dororo definitely helps.
Yeah. Oh, that was some of them in MAPPA.
Astro Boy.
So they do, you know.
Oh, yeah, they did other Blackjack shit, too. So. Yeah, they did Blackjack too. They got some heaters on here.
Yeah. And basically, this fable, we didn't talk about this in episode 56 because I don't think it was brought up at the time. I didn't see it anywhere. I think it was announced somewhere after that. But this is actually a signing. It's targeted towards, you know, older, I guess, boys, men, whatever. And it's labeled as a comedy about organized crime with organized crime themes. And basically, Fable is a legendary hitman who has completed numerous jobs for a variety of clients. After concluding his latest assignment, the number of people he has recently killed becomes too high, and Fable is ordered by his boss to lay low for a year. So basically a year-long vacation to kind of like chill out, you know, go under the radar kind of top deal. He suggested that having to adapt to life as an ordinary citizen might prove a valuable experience for his future work. Fable is to be accompanied by the woman who acts as his driver, and the two will assume new identities as siblings. However, their boss warns them that they will both face a deadly punishment if Fable kills anyone during his time off. Thus begins Akira and Yoko Sato's joint one-year sabbatical from the underworld. And, you know, the trailer, it looked like this might be our, like, weakest animated show on the nominations. But I don't really let animation, like, decide if a show is good or not. Like, if the comedy hits, this is going to be a really good show, I feel like. It's got potential. You know, you got the legendary hitman that's killed like so many people. He's got a driver. He's basically taking a year-long vacation trying to live the normal life and not kill anyone. If he kills someone, then there's deadly consequences type shit. I feel like it's going to be really funny. The situations that he gets himself into, this was actually like really hyped up after it got really announced or whatever. So, and like I said, manga is 8.53 on Mal. So I feel like this is a pretty interesting nomination. I'm definitely gonna check it out regardless if it wins or not. So, yeah.
So I feel you. It looked really cool. And I agree with you, like, as far as like animation goes, it's like, to me, it's like icing on a cake, right? Like you can still have a cake, a good cake with like okay icing. It's still a good cake, but it just can't be bad icing.
Or you can have a really mediocre cake with phenomenal icing, like Demon Slayer. Like you can have an okay story with just top tier animation.
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
So I have like one big I don't understand it with the plot. Like if you're a hitman, you're killing that many people, they make you go on vacation. You got to have some money put aside, right? So why would you try and acclimate to a normal life in Japan when you can go chill on a beach somewhere? And well, like just vibe out.
Well, just like it says, you know, it's suggested that living a normal life will provide experience and like killing more people when he comes back, because he'll be able to like understand how normal people live or whatever. But you know,
I could go live a normal life in Maui, no problem. You know, like it'd probably be a little more fun.
Okay.
Am I wrong though?
I would call it, like I guess training. For like
he's training right now.
Yeah,
you might as well train in Hawaii.
You might as well train in Hawaii or like pull an anatomy and go to like Malaysia and like chill on the beach. You know, why would I want to go live in a small apartment?
Go to Miami, my boy.
But this
he might this have needs... to chill in Miami, dude. Scarface is gonna be coming around the corner.
The only reason I got for that is that this is an anime and it needs plot, you know, basically. And you're not gonna have that in Hawaii and shit, right? So
you might.
I like guarantee this dude's gonna beat the fucking brakes off somebody and not kill them.
And like
episode, he's menacing. Yeah.
Like he looks like he's like not shit to mess with, which is exciting. I really liked the premise of this one. One of my favorites.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm looking forward to this one a lot. Like this just like sprung on us or whatever. It feels like if you're into like the comedy, like maybe Spy Family, if you like the Spy Family, Buddy Daddy's type shit, I feel like this could probably hit that same thing. I just wish that it was more like Doro and stuff top animation instead of My Home Hero. It kind of reminded me of like My Home Hero top animation. So, you know, it's like that low tier or mid to low tier animation style, which is, but we only seen what a 50 minute trailer or something like that. So
second.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I don't know. Like watching this trailer, it was probably on the lower tier for me out of all the shows we're talking about. You know, it's like it looks like it could be good. And it has potential, but like it didn't scream. Like I didn't watch the trailer and go, "Holy shit, I want to watch that the day it comes out." You know?
Yeah, it was my favorite premise. I think like the plot seemed really cool. Did I gravitate towards anybody just seeing them in the trailer? Not necessarily, but I think the premise is really cool.
Yeah. But that is it for me. If y'all ain't got anything else you want to add for this, Dan?
No, not at all. I wasn't into it, man. You know, it just wasn't for me. And now that I say that, everybody's going to vote for Fable so they can hear me complain every week.
You might not.
I'd be okay with that.
You know?
I don't know. All right, for my last show I have, this is one we did cover on DGen episode 56. This is Karasu wa Aruji wo Iranbani. It's The Crow Does Not Choose the Lord. So it's going to air on April 6th. It's done by Studio Perot. The source is actually a novel, so that's kind of exciting. It's the Yadagasaru series. It's a historical fantasy, and this is the second book. I was really confused about this when we talked about it the first time. I don't know why you start a story with the second book, but that makes me concerned that the first book was ass, so this might not be that good. I don't know.
Or they're going to pull like some kind of slick, like, you know...
Oh, we're going to go back in time.
Prequel, you know, top shit, so...
They're going to pull a little JJK Zero on us.
So...
But just to go through it again, the story is set in an alternate world called Yamauchi, ruled by the Yadagasaru clan, who are able to transform between human and crow forms. Your Kia, a beautiful and eccentric Yatagasaru boy, is chosen to serve the young prince. While encountering various events in the conspiracy-filled imperial court, I know that gets a lot of people excited after Apothecary Diaries, he forms a strange master-servant relationship with the young prince. So the thing that really stood out about this trailer and the show for me was the animation. Like, this shit was beautiful looking. Like, it looked straight out of like a Studio Ghibli movie.
It was tight as fuck. And then you got bad bitches that are turning into like my favorite group of birds, corvids. Like, it checked a lot of boxes for me, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. And like, the world looks super unique too. Like, there's flying like taxis being pulled by crows and shit with like balloons. Cool. Like,
yeah.
It's just a very unique premise. I kind of got into that, but we got mad crows up in this bitch, dude. There are crows everywhere. And to make it even better, they're fucking samurai crows. Like, these guys are shape-shifting into crows with swords, like, mid-fight and stuff. Like, that kind of goes hard. Like, the choreography...
It was clean.
Looked really clean.
Yeah, I love crows. Yeah, I like Corvus.
Big crow guy. Big crow guy. Big... I like to see birds on the side of the road eating roadkill, guy.
Well,
Tyler couldn't believe I said that shit.
Well, you know, so this does have some like similar vibes to, I guess, somewhat Apothecary Diaries, you know. And I watched Apothecary Diaries only just because you know I watched a lot of shows, but the trailer and the like PV and shit was so beautiful and stuff, and it kind of reminds me of this. Like, it's so pretty and good looking or whatever, and look where it led me to Apothecary Diaries. Like, I think that's a 10. Like, it's a wonderful story.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if this could be that. I think it just depends on what the various events and the Imperial Court is and how they play it out, and like, it has potential. It just depends on how they do it. So, and plus, it might have some action in it. So, I might be down for that. So,
yeah, it definitely looks like it has some clean action in it. I mean, we saw like some samurai shit and birds at the same time. So,
yeah.
Fuck yeah. The plot, I got nothing about the plot from this trailer. Like, I have no clue what's going on in it.
I was thinking that as I was watching the trailer. I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I love it.
Like, it just looked good.
Yes, it did.
I don't know if it's good in the sense of plot, but like, it looked good.
Couldn't quickly find anything with English subtitles, and I was like, I don't think I need to.
And I mean, it's done by Studio Pierrot, so I mean, like, you know, they know how to animate. They you would think that they would only take something if they felt it had promise, I guess, you know. So I don't know.
Yeah, so I would like to figure out what this is about before committing to watching this for a whole season, but at least we'll know we'll be looking at some good animation, I guess.
The listeners will know. The listeners will know what they're looking at, so.
Okay, okay. I believe in you guys. Don't let me down.
Yeah, holy shit. If anybody has read the Yatagasaru novels, please let us know what the hell is going on. All we know are there are crow people and they're fucking samurais and they live in some beautiful mountain and
you got a taxi.
That's
service.
All we got.
Yeah.
And they got a taxi. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, and maybe why they skipped the first book. If you have any like insight on that, it would probably be awesome too.
Yeah. Let us know in the Discord, linktree.com/shamelessplug anime degens.
Yes.
Leave the shameless plug out if you're actually trying to find it.
Busty bookstore clerk.
Yeah, actually, linktree.com/bookstore.
We're not clerk. A hentai podcast, y'all. We're an anime podcast.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Hey, you know, if we ever decide to get a Patreon going, that might be the time to delve into that subgenre.
Baz is looking like, hey boys, I'm out, y'all.
Yo, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think it'd be hilarious. I think it'd be so funny. Look at all them tentacles.
Yo.
Bro.
Oh, shit.
And that's why you're not on the episode me and Creeks are doing next
week.
Yeah, this shit
gonna be crazy.
I can't wait to listen to it.
Yeah, me either, really. I'm gonna be waiting on this drop.
It's probably gonna be 2 hours long, just them two talking about tentacles, bro.
Like, we're not talking tentacles.
Oh, okay.
That's gonna be a crazy thing to listen to on my flight. to New York.
Turn it down, bro. Don't let it be so loud.
I mean, crazy. It's gonna just be me yelling about busty bookstore clerks the entire time.
Yeah, I'm down for it. I'm down to listen to that. Yeah, so
for sure, that's good content.
Well, awesome, guys. Like we've said a few times, we're gonna be putting some polls out on our socials and in our Discord. If you want to have your voice heard, now is the time to do it. You can vote on every platform, too, if you're really passionate. You can go make a Threads, a Twitter, or sorry, an X, whatever we're calling it now. You can hop in our Discord. You can vote like 5 times. I'm not going to know. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know.
Right? Nobody's going to know.
Nobody's going to know.
Except for the busty bookstore clerk.
She knows all. She knows all. Make sure to tell your friends, rate the podcast, whatever platform you listen to us on. And we'll catch you guys next week. These guys are out, so Kriegs is going to join for the rundown. And on the D-Gen episode, we are going to be doing the Dami Mami special. We're going to be talking about anime characters that we want to step on us. All right, guys. Peace.
Bye.